Test 5. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. 1. You hear a woman talking on the radio about changes in her neighbourhood.
I'd been thinking of moving out of the city for some time. The neighbourhood I grew up in was changing quickly. New blocks of luxury flats were going up, and the shops I used as a kid began to disappear. They have been replaced by trendy boutiques and fancy restaurants, which I certainly can't afford to go to. These changes have already forced most of my neighbours to leave, as they felt like outsiders. The new arrivals, with their expensive cars and high-end lifestyle, have taken control, making us, the original locals, feel that we shouldn't be here. But then I thought, why should I move? I've got as much right to be here as they have. So I've stayed put. I don't know how long I'll be able to hold out, though, because I've had some tempting offers for my property recently, and it might be best to accept one so that I can buy a nice house in the country. I'd been thinking of moving out of the city for some time. The neighbourhood I grew up in was changing quickly. New blocks of luxury flats were going up, and the shops I used as a kid began to disappear. They have been replaced by trendy boutiques and fancy restaurants, which I certainly can't afford to go to. These changes have already forced most of my neighbours to leave, as they felt like outsiders. The new arrivals, with their expensive cars and high-end lifestyle, have taken control, making us, the original locals, feel that we shouldn't be here. But then I thought, why should I move? I've got as much right to be here as they have. So I've stayed put. I don't know how long I'll be able to hold out, though, because I've had some tempting offers for my property recently, and it might be best to accept one so that I can buy a nice house in the country.
2. You hear a man talking on the radio. There are times when I just can't do anything. No good ideas come. The harder I try to put the plot together, the worse it gets. I stop sleeping well and become anxious. But if this happens in the summer, I have a remedy. I usually end up going out onto the balcony, where I look up at the night sky with my telescope. I'd recommend this for anyone who needs inspiration. And it's even better when you can listen to your favourite music on your personal stereo at the same time. It doesn't always work immediately, but eventually your mind gets unblocked so that you can start being creative again. There are times when I just can't do anything. No good ideas come. The harder I try to put the plot together, the worse it gets. I stop sleeping well and become anxious. But if this happens in the summer, I have a remedy. I usually end up going out onto the balcony, where I look up at the night sky with my telescope. I'd recommend this for anyone who needs inspiration. And it's even better when you can listen to your favourite music on your personal stereo at the same time. It doesn't always work immediately, but eventually your mind gets unblocked so that you can start being creative again. 3. You hear a man and a woman talking about a holiday.
By the way, have you booked your summer cruise?
How did you know about that? I didn't say anything to you about a cruise, did I?
Oops. Please don't tell Jenny I asked you. I promised I wouldn't mention it to anyone.
And when you spoke to her, did you get the impression she'd set her mind on it?
That's why I asked you. But she also said she'd understand if somewhere in Europe would be more affordable.
Actually, I'm not even sure that's possible because I've got loads of work now and I need to take advantage of that.
I see.
Listen, do me a favour and tell her I told you we won't be able to because it's too expensive. Meanwhile, I'll go ahead and book it so that it'll be a nice surprise.
OK. By the way, have you booked your summer cruise?
How did you know about that? I didn't say anything to you about a cruise, did I?
Oops. Please don't tell Jenny I asked you. I promised I wouldn't mention it to anyone.
And when you spoke to her, did you get the impression she'd set her mind on it?
That's why I asked you. But she also said she'd understand if somewhere in Europe would be more affordable.
Actually, I'm not even sure that's possible because I've got loads of work now and I need to take advantage of that.
I see.
Listen, do me a favour and tell her I told you we won't be able to because it's too expensive. Meanwhile, I'll go ahead and book it so that it'll be a nice surprise.
OK.
4. You hear a local radio advertisement for a car.
That's one of those new...
Right.
So what does it do to the gallon?
About 300.
What? 300 miles per gallon?
Right.
Must have cost a fortune.
No.
Can I sit in the driver's seat?
Sure.
Wow, this is nice. 300 miles per gallon, you say?
Right.
Wow.
If you want to change your car for the right reasons, get over to Southern Motors. It's the right thing to do.
That's one of those new...
Right.
So what does it do to the gallon?
About 300.
What? 300 miles per gallon?
Right.
Must have cost a fortune.
No.
Can I sit in the driver's seat?
Sure.
Wow, this is nice. 300 miles per gallon, you say?
Right.
Wow.
If you want to change your car for the right reasons, get over to Southern Motors. It's the right thing to do. 5. You hear a woman speaking on the phone about her business partner.
I know what he said to you, but he left some things out to make it sound as if I was getting at him. And now he thinks I should say sorry. Yes, I did mention it, but what I said wasn't a criticism. He took it the wrong way. Of course I don't want this to go on, because the company will be in trouble if we don't get this sorted out quickly. So can you arrange for us to get together because he won't return my calls? Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Bye. I know what he said to you, but he left some things out to make it sound as if I was getting at him. And now he thinks I should say sorry. Yes, I did mention it, but what I said wasn't a criticism. He took it the wrong way. Of course I don't want this to go on, because the company will be in trouble if we don't get this sorted out quickly. So can you arrange for us to get together because he won't return my calls? Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Bye.
6. You hear a local radio news story about a girl called Erica who was struck by lightning. A girl from Truro has been struck by lightning. Erica Price was at home watching a storm from an upstairs window when the bolt of lightning hit her.
Well, I was up in the attic sitting by the window watching the lightning when it happened. I remember seeing the flash. It took me completely by surprise. I'll never forget it. I saw sparks and a huge flash.
Her father heard a terribly loud crack and a scream. But fortunately, she wasn't seriously hurt. She was later examined by doctors, who found that the only evidence of her being hit was a red mark on her shoulder.
It looks like a snowflake, and they say they've never seen anything like it before.
Sounds like something from X-Files to me. And if you're worried about being struck by lightning, don't be. It's rare, with less than 100 cases reported in Britain each year. A girl from Truro has been struck by lightning. Erica Price was at home watching a storm from an upstairs window when the bolt of lightning hit her.
Well, I was up in the attic sitting by the window watching the lightning when it happened. I remember seeing the flash. It took me completely by surprise. I'll never forget it. I saw sparks and a huge flash.
Her father heard a terribly loud crack and a scream. But fortunately, she wasn't seriously hurt. She was later examined by doctors, who found that the only evidence of her being hit was a red mark on her shoulder.
It looks like a snowflake, and they say they've never seen anything like it before.
Sounds like something from X-Files to me. And if you're worried about being struck by lightning, don't be. It's rare, with less than 100 cases reported in Britain each year. 7. You hear a teenage girl talking about an argument she had.
She had been avoiding me for a few days. She knew I wanted to speak to her about the party, and I think she was frightened I'd attack her or something because I was still angry about her flirting with Dave. I know we've stopped seeing each other, but you're not supposed to chat up a friend's ex, are you? She knew she'd upset me enough to make me cry at the party. Anyway, when I caught up with her, I said some pretty nasty things, and she started crying. As soon as I saw the tears, I knew she'd got what she deserved, so I just left her there drying her eyes in case I started feeling sorry for her. She had been avoiding me for a few days. She knew I wanted to speak to her about the party, and I think she was frightened I'd attack her or something because I was still angry about her flirting with Dave. I know we've stopped seeing each other, but you're not supposed to chat up a friend's ex, are you? She knew she'd upset me enough to make me cry at the party. Anyway, when I caught up with her, I said some pretty nasty things, and she started crying. As soon as I saw the tears, I knew she'd got what she deserved, so I just left her there drying her eyes in case I started feeling sorry for her.
8. You hear a man telling a friend about something that happened at an airport.
Not all airport delays have to be boring, you know. There was a long delay at Buenos Aires Airport recently, and the people in one of the departure lounges waiting for a flight to the States were getting really frustrated. I can't remember the name of the airline. Anyway, it's not important. So, there they were, getting more and more impatient, when one of the passengers got up and started singing into a microphone. And it wasn't just any passenger, it was Cyndi Lauper. You know, she had a big hit with Time After Time. She sang Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. The other passengers got up and went over to the desk. Some started getting her performance on video while others joined in. It was a real party atmosphere for a while, and it lifted everyone's spirits until they were able to board their flight. Not all airport delays have to be boring, you know. There was a long delay at Buenos Aires Airport recently, and the people in one of the departure lounges waiting for a flight to the States were getting really frustrated. I can't remember the name of the airline. Anyway, it's not important. So, there they were, getting more and more impatient, when one of the passengers got up and started singing into a microphone. And it wasn't just any passenger, it was Cyndi Lauper. You know, she had a big hit with Time After Time. She sang Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. The other passengers got up and went over to the desk. Some started getting her performance on video while others joined in. It was a real party atmosphere for a while, and it lifted everyone's spirits until they were able to board their flight.
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two.